Mental Health Monday is an informational podcast and should not be used to replace the specialized training and professional judgment of a healthcare or mental health care professional. Mental Health Monday can't be held responsible for the use of the information provided. Please, always consult a trained mental health professional before making any decision regarding treatment of yourself or others. Self-help information and podcasts and information on the internet is useful, but not always the substitute for professional assistance. Unless otherwise noted, guests of Mental Health Monday are not doctors or licensed in any way. Our hope is to make a connection with you and be more open and honest about everyone's mental health. Enjoy the podcast.
If you see something, say something. Isn't that the saying that goes at the airport? Hey, it's Riggs. Welcome to another Mental Health Monday. Just a brief, quick episode today because I had something on my mind I wanted to get out. And it resonated in my mind, so if it's something that resonates in my mind, safe to say maybe it will resonate in your mind a little bit. So, if you see something, say something is the phrase they use at airports. You've heard that a lot during security, just to keep vigilant. If you see an unattended bag, say something. I always hear that announcement. They're always making these announcements. And they say this stuff repeatedly over the intercom, so you hear it subtly, and you see like signs in the restrooms and here and there, but they're very subtle. But why are they placed there? Because airports are so busy. There's so much going on. There's people going to different destinations. There's people working at the shops in the airport. There's people going to and from planes. Pilots, stewardesses, and what do you call flight attendants, and employees, people going everywhere. Airports are chaos. And if you think about it, sometimes our mind can be a little bit like an airport because you got a lot going on in your mind. You're thinking about what you have to do at work. You're thinking about what you have to do maybe with something with school. Maybe you have to pick up kids. Got to do something with a different kid. Your dog is due for shots. You're due for a shot. Whatever. Your brain can get busy, much like a very busy airport. So when you see signs, they're nice little subtle signs, like if you see something, say something. If you see an unattended bag, say something. They put these signs in the airport so that if you see something, you remember to say something. The signs are there for a reason. You should pay attention to them. Even if you don't stop and read them, know that they're there when you see the signs. So if you see something happen in your mind, you gotta say something, all right? You gotta get it out of your mind a little bit, because here's my example about this, all right? And this is something that I briefly brought up on my Facebook Live. So if you watch that Facebook Live and you already heard this story, sorry for listening, putting you through it again. But here's basically what happened. All right. When I was injured, still am, but when I broke my arm, my radius, and I fractured my coccyx, I was able to have a surgery on my arm and put a plate in there over the bone and fix it right away. So I didn't have to wear a cast. So I broke my arm, and within 2 weeks, I didn't have a cast. And if you just saw me walking around, you would be like, there's nothing wrong with that guy. He looks fine. You tell me that guy just broke his arm? I mean, maybe I could see that he broke his tailbone because he said that he did, because breaking your coccyx is no laughing matter. That's going to stay with me for a while. Still hurts. Still a pain in the ass right now, but I digress. So I had these injuries, right? And I couldn't lift anything over 2 pounds because when you break your arm and you have steel in there, you got to let the bone heal still. I mean, sure, they put screws and metal on my bone and that's strong, but you got to let the bone heal. You got to let your body do its process and do its healing regimen, right? So I look on the outside like everything's fine, right? I'm moving around. I can wave, put my hands up and down. My wrist moves just fine because it didn't do anything to my wrist. It was literally my radius bone that broke. And that was it. On the shaft. They call it a shaft fracture. Learned a lot about that on the radius bone. So I look like I'm fine. This is kind of like how we are with our mental health, because you might have something going on in your mind, but you can't see it. This is why we say that you can see a physical injury for the most part. You can see a scrape, you can see somebody, you know, that falls over and they're bleeding. You know there's something wrong with them, but you may not know if somebody's in a mental health crisis because they may not be externalizing it, right? So they may be seeing something inside their mind, but they're not saying anything. Now, this all comes full circle, because when I'm now injured with my broken arm and my broken tailbone, I'm going home and my wife is there. And I'm having to move some things around the house, little things here and there. I know I'm not allowed to lift more than 2 pounds. So it's humbling to have to go, I can't lift up the crock pot from the bottom cabinet and put it up on the counter. That, 15-pound crock pot is too heavy for me to lift. So I look like I'm okay. I know mentally that I can't lift 2 pounds, but I have to vocalize and say, look, I can't do this, and I have to tell my wife, can you pick this up for me? Even though I look like I'm totally fine. Now, it's weird to do because I'm not used to doing that, because I can normally pick up a crock pot. I can do things like that on my own, but not when I've broken my arm, right? So I've kind of felt like it was a mental slash physical thing. They were kind of colliding, my mental and physical health, because here I was with a physical injury, broken arm, broken coccyx. I love saying coccyx. Such a fun word to say. The coccyx. Broken bones, looking fine on the outside, but in pain on the inside. And that's exactly how mental health is. And I was like, wow. Like, I'm literally living a mental health and physical health at the same time. It's like my worlds are colliding. And if I don't say anything about my injury, let's say I'm just out in public and nobody knows that I broke my arm. Nobody knows that I'm Riggs and I talked on the radio about how I had a fall and I broke my arm. And there's, you know, Sally, who doesn't know me from anyone else on the street, sees me and says, can you help me pick this up? Now, I have to tell this old woman, this little old woman that needs me to pick up this whatever box that she has for whatever reason on the floor. I don't know. I'm making up a situation. All right, just go with it. And I have to tell her, no, I can't do that because I'm physically incapable of doing that right now. And that's totally acceptable. I will tell her what happened and she'll be like, oh, that's fine. You broke your arm. Don't worry about it. I'll find someone else. You take care of yourself. But we're afraid to say that when we have mental health issues, right? If you're having if you're overly anxious, or look at like somebody like Simone Biles, who's on the world stage. You think she wants to quit? You think she wants to throw in the towel at that moment? Not quit, but you think she wants to pull out of that competition? No, of course not. She worked her whole life for that. She worked her butt off, but she knows and she's aware of herself, self-aware enough that she can say, you know what? It's too much for me right now mentally, so I need to take a step back. So she saw something in her mind and she said something. She felt something and she said something. So this comes back to the beginning, what I was saying. If you feel something, you should say something. And you don't have to externally say it to somebody if you don't have someone around you at that moment. Write it down on your notepad in your phone or grab a pen and paper, old school style. Write it down. Get it out. Whatever you're feeling, whatever's going on in your mind, if you feel like you need to get something out, get it out. It feels so much better just to write it on a napkin and then rip up that napkin. If it's a negative thought or something, you know how good that feels to write it down, get it out of your brain, and then crumple it up and throw it away? I mean, that's what we should do with our thoughts all the time, for the most part. I'm not saying throw away all your memories and just forget about everything and live life all willy-nilly, but you get it out, it's way better than keeping it in. It's like the phrase that I think I invented the phrase. You know what? I'm going to take credit for inventing it. Feelings are like farts. It's better to let them out than to hold them in. And that's kind of a guy thing or a child thing, but it makes sense. Because the more that we pile on those things on the inside, the more things that we see inside, we don't say something. When we feel something and we don't say something and we just, nah, that's nothing. I'm just going to brush it aside. I'm fine. I'm good. I'm not going to deal with that right now. The more we do that, the more harm we're doing to ourselves. That's like me going with my broken arm and saying to that woman, you know what? I know that my arm's busted. I probably could pick it up and help you right now. And I'd probably be okay, but I'd be doing more harm to the bones in my body that are healing right now. They don't need to go through the stress of picking up that box. So I need to be able to say out loud, no, I can't do that right now. And that's okay. For something physically, and it should be okay for something mentally, because our mental health and our physical health are equal. There you go. That's all I wanted to say. I riffed the whole thing, kind of. I was like, you know what? I had this on my mind. I gotta get it out. Maybe it'll make some sense. So if you see something, say something. And if you feel something, say something. Just get it out. Write it down. Call a friend. Text a friend if you can. But get it out. Stop holding it in. Let it out. There you go. Happy Mental Health Monday. Hopefully that helps somehow. Or maybe you got something out of it. Or maybe you just laughed at me for the last 9 minutes. Thanks for listening. If you're not already, follow Hearthead Helps on Instagram and Twitter. Or just go to hearthedhelps.com. Heart, like your heart that beats, and head, like your noggin, where your brain lives. Because you should always heart your head, right? Yes, be kind to your mind. Mental Health Life Coaching. Coming this fall. Enjoy the rest of your day, your afternoon, your weekend, your night, whatever it is you happen to be doing. And remember to make good life decisions.